Sundays and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Hezbollah says it's an act of war. This as Israel says it's killed another top Hezbollah official in an airstrike on Beirut. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick is following the mounting tension.
Ibrahim Akil was believed to have been involved in the U.S. Embassy and Marine Barracks bombings in Lebanon in 1983. Hospitals in Beirut, meanwhile, continue trying to save lives from the exploding walkie-talkies and pagers earlier this week. Lebanon's health minister, Firas Abed.
A lot of these injuries are life-changing injuries. And that is why detonating these devices in civilian areas among civilians is clearly a war crime.
More than 1,200 surgeries have taken place so far.
Georgia's election board, with new appointees loyal to former President Donald Trump, has voted along party lines to force the hand counting of all ballots election night, a process expected to delay that count. CBS News election law contributor David Becker.
The board has imposed this rule that says they have to count the number of ballots before they go home, not the actual votes on each ballot. The poll workers will have been working there 16 or more hours. Many of those poll workers are senior citizens, and they'll be kept until they count in multiple times the number of pieces of paper.
Criticism of the move has come from both Democrats and Republicans in Georgia. A major court ruling just hours ago from Arizona on voter eligibility in state and local elections there. CBS's Stephen Kaufman is following that for us.
The Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that an error in state-run databases will not prevent nearly 98,000 Arizona voters from casting ballots in November for state and local races. The error had declassified voters who haven't submitted citizenship documents. Arizona requires voters to prove their citizenship in order to vote in state and local contests.
By the way, early voting got underway Friday in a number of states. And meanwhile, the road to the White House led to another battleground state, Wisconsin, for the Democratic nominee.
Vice President Kamala Harris rallied in Wisconsin Friday night, her fourth visit to the battleground state since launching her White House bid this summer.
Your vote is your voice. And your voice is your power.
In Madison and earlier Friday in Atlanta, the vice president focused on the issue of abortion, citing Amber Nicole Thurman, a Georgia woman who died after a delay in receiving medical care. Harris has blamed the state's abortion ban.
That's CBS's Natalie Brand. The families of six workers who died in the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge filed lawsuits against the owner of the cargo ship that struck it. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about lies, and that's the truth. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest on the Kennedy ballot case. The Wisconsin Supreme Court announced Friday they will be deciding whether or not Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name will need to remain on the ballot. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will be trying to reach a decision as expeditiously as possible, as election clerks have already begun sending out absentee ballots with Kennedy's name on them. Kennedy has been trying to remove his name from the ballot in battleground states in an effort to not take away votes from Donald Trump, whom he endorsed in August. Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill to help businesses who rely on a cold, snowy winter when we won't exactly get one. We had a mild winter last season, slowing down tourism. Seven counties across northern Wisconsin lost an approximate $6.5 million. The Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act would help small businesses qualify for disaster relief when they don't have the weather they need to thrive. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Bama Blast Bucky. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Badgers never really threatened Alabama today as the Crimson Tide won 42-10 in Madison. Wisconsin had no answers for Jalen Milroe, who threw for three touchdowns and ran for two more, including this one.
Keeping himself, Milroe trying to get to the edge. He'll get to the three. He'll get to the end zone. Touchdown, Alabama.
That call courtesy of Chris Stewart at Learfield. Adding insult to injury, the Badgers lost quarterback Tyler Van Dyke on the first series of the game, and he did not return. The Badgers have a week off before playing at number 11. 11 USC on September 28th. The Badgers defeated Arizona last night 2-1. The win, coupled with losses by all of the teams below them in the standings, knocked Milwaukee's magic number down to 5. Same two teams, Brewers and Diamondbacks, tonight. Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love is listed as doubtful for tomorrow's game with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis will start, with Sean Clifford elevated from the practice squad. Both teams are looking for their first win. Kickoff is at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, a shower or storm possible tomorrow afternoon and evening, high in the low 80s. Partly sunny, much cooler, only upper 60s Sunday. A few showers are possible right in through Monday. It's 55 right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Next time, Todd's going to be back from Cheese Days in Monroe, and he's going to walk us through Vice President Harris' stop in Madison, as well as any other weekend news. Tune in.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. And just a reminder, our new Tom Hartman Program app is available in the App Store, at least on iOS. I don't know about Android. I don't have an Android phone, but I got the notice on iOS this morning. And also a reminder, I'll be at the annual Grassroots Radio Conference in New Orleans next week. And also giving a keynote speech. You can Google that. And I'll be speaking at the Frugal Muse October 9th in Chicago and Darien, Illinois. You should call them and let them know you're coming. And also Powell's City of Books in Portland October 15th. So, a fact check. 12 completely fictional stories Trump has told just in the last 30 days. This from CNN Politics. Daniel Dale over on CNN. Number one, Trump claimed that Kamala Harris is talking about forcing Americans to serve in the military. He said, and I quote, "She's already talking about bringing back the draft. She wants to bring back the draft and draft your child and put them in a war that never should have happened." It's a lie. He literally just made this up, pulled it out of his backside. Transgender children and schools. He says, "The transgender thing is incredible. Think of it. Your kid goes off to school and comes home a few days later with an operation. The school decides what's going to happen to your child." Another lie. These are just lies. This man is lying because he knows he's losing, and he's desperate, and so he's spinning lies. Here's another one. He was on Fox News, and he said that Vice President Harris was sent by Joe Biden to negotiate with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and he says, let me give you the entire quote. She was sent to see Putin in Russia 3 days before the attack on Ukraine. She went, she said, she gave her case. He attacked three days later. He laughed at her. He thought it was a joke. It's also entirely false. She never went to Russia. She never asked Putin not to invade Ukraine. He claimed that at a convention of black journalists in late July that Harris used to only promote her Indian heritage. Then all of a sudden she turned and became a black person. None of that is true. He has repeatedly claimed during the last month that Harris was so unpopular that she was the very first candidate to drop out of the Democratic primary. He said she was one of the 22 people that ran, and she was the first one to quit. Not even close. 13 other Democratic candidates dropped out before she did. Again, Trump is just lying. This is what he does. This is what he's done his whole entire life. You know, you want to buy a condo? Oh, yeah, Trump will lie to you about how big it is or how fancy it is or what the accoutrements are. You want to buy an apartment? He'll lie to you about that. You want to rent it? You want to loan him some money? He'll lie to you about his assets. You want to collect your taxes from him? He'll lie to you about, you know, what his properties are worth. Trump is a liar. He's a pathological liar. He cannot talk without lying. And I mean, that's not an exaggeration. If you listen to Donald Trump for 15 minutes, odds are you're going to hear at least 5 or 10 lies. He loves to lie. It's that simple. He just loves to lie. Here's another lie he told. He said every Democrat, every Republican, everybody wanted Roe v. Wade terminated and brought back to the states. That's not even remotely true. The majority of Americans liked Roe v. Wade. They wanted it kept right where it was. Certainly Democrats as well. At press conferences in September in California, he says, if I ran with an honest vote counter in California, I would win California, but the votes are not counted honestly. If Jesus came down with a voter counter, I would win California. Again, another lie. I mean, Trump just makes this stuff up. And here's what's so sad. Trump believes that his followers believe him. And sadly, some do. But basically what Trump is saying is that, you know, his followers are just idiots. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. He's basically calling his followers idiots. Here's another one. He said he's been telling this lie since he first ran for president in 2016. He was saying, I was named man of the year in Michigan. He said this a couple of weeks ago in Michigan again. Last Tuesday, he said, I've been vindicated. He says, the press said, oh, it never happened. Well, it did happen. They found out where it was. It was like 15 years ago, beautiful area, but nobody remembered it. Nobody remembered it at all. All of a sudden, they thought it a miracle. They found out it did exist. No, it didn't. There is no such thing as a Man of the Year award issued by the state of Michigan, much less Donald Trump ever winning it. Again, he's lying, and he's fully expecting that his idiot followers, now I'm not calling them idiots. He is obviously believes them to be idiots, that his idiot followers will believe anything he says. And sadly, many of them do. For months, he's been telling this story about how the Congo, as in black people from Africa, are sending their prisoners to the United States. Quote, many prisoners let go from the Congo and Africa, rough prisoners in the Congo and Africa, 22 people deposited into our country. Where'd they come from? The Congo. Where in the Congo? Jail. It's a verbatim quote. It's a complete lie. Reporters reached out to both the country of the Democratic Republic of Congo and the neighboring Republic of Congo, and both of them said, we have never sent anybody to America. Donald Trump, again, lying to his followers or to the United States on the assumption that his followers are stupid enough to believe his lies, which in some cases, sadly, is true. But, you know, this is just a massive insult to any Republican out there. I mean, I get it that there are some Trump followers who listen to this program. Don't you feel like this is pathetic? I mean, also, here's another, this is the last lie. He said that remember the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics, adjusted their numbers to say that there were 818,000 fewer jobs for the 12 months ending in March. And Trump told the story about how the government's been planning to announce this after November 5th, Election Day, but was forced to do so before the election because of a whistleblower. It was a patriot leaker. That's another lie. There was no whistleblower. There was no plan to release the data after the election. Again, Donald Trump just assuming his followers are so stupid that he can tell them any old crap he wants and they'll just believe it. I just find that absolutely breathtaking. Absolutely breathtaking. Our geeky science for the week, or for the day, I think we've done two of them this week, is about the foods that fight inflammation. This is from a fascinating piece in the New York Times. And one of the things that we know now is that inflammation causes cancer, inflammation causes heart disease, inflammation causes high cholesterol levels. Cholesterol, your body produces cholesterol in response to inflammation. That the more fat you have on your body, the more chronic inflammation you will have. And the more sugar and refined and processed foods and meat products you eat, the more inflammation you will have. So how do you reduce inflammation? Well, here are the foods that will reduce your inflammation, according to the New York Times. Number one, vegetables, especially leafy greens, spinach, kale, collard greens, broccoli, Swiss chard, and arugula. These are all rich in apigenin, which is a flavonoid that has anti-inflammatory properties. Oh, that also includes celery, carrots, and parsley. They recommend mixing these vegetables. For example, if you're going to have scrambled eggs, toss some onion, spinach, and tomatoes in, or grated carrots, or leafy greens, put them in your pasta sauce. Fruits, especially berries, are very, very effective at reducing inflammation. legumes. These are beans, lentils, edamame, tofu, tempeh, and other legume-based foods are powerful inflammation fighters. They are also high in fiber and antioxidants. Turmeric and other spices. I take a capsule every day of ground-up turmeric along with black pepper. Spices like ginger, cardamom, and garlic also help with inflammation. Interestingly, turmeric, garlic, cardamom, and ginger are the primary ingredients of curry. And one of the fascinating studies that Dr. Greger has over on his website is the study out of India that found that people who eat a traditional Indian diet, who eat curry basically pretty much almost every day, certainly multiple times a week, have a much lower rate of Alzheimer's and general dementia. Inflammation. Fermented foods also reduce inflammation. That would be things like yogurt, kombucha, sauerkraut, kimchi. Omega-3 fatty acids, and you don't have to eat fish to get them, although you can, salmon, herring, mackerel, and tuna. But eggs, nuts, particularly walnuts, and seeds, flax seeds and hemp seeds in particular, are all good sources of omega-3 fatty acids. And then finally, coffee and tea actually are anti-inflammatory agents. So these are all things that can keep your mind functioning, keep your body going well. Combine them with a diet that's low in sugars and, high in vegetables and fruits, and you'll be in good shape. So, or at least the nutritionists tell us that over at the New York Times. It's 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break. It's Anything Goes Weekend. What's on your mind?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Attention, American homeowners. You already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about: title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, homeownership is more challenging than ever. And title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever knowing. Protect your equity with triple lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Title Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Tom, that's T-H-O-M, and you get your first 30 days of triple lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure that your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code Tom at HomeTitleLock.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called a King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, Ted, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Our free Hartman Report podcast recaps the show every day. It's available wherever you find great podcasts.
There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com. And use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, that's justthrivehealth.com to get your 20% discount. Use the promo code Tom, justthrivehealth.com.
Voices shouting, truth obscured, but in my heart I'm reassured. I won't be swayed by all the noise. I'll speak my mind, I'll raise my voice. Not here to preach or spread the news.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Jan in Everett, Washington, listening to KSCR. Hey, Jan, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I'm so happy to finally talk to you. This is the first time I've called, and I, like so many people, I love your show. What you do for our country and for the world can never be measured, and it ripples on, so thank you. But
thank
the
you,
thought I had, thank you. I have a wish. You know how when FDR was running, he was playing Happy Days or Here Again?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And who could hear that song? And that, you know, it ignited a feeling in people. So my wish is that some songwriter in your incredible community of the people who listen to you would come up with a song that would be that good, maybe even playing on the tune of some great song. Like, I thought of Woody Guthrie had something about, "Your power is turning my darkness to dawn. Roll on, Columbia, roll on." You know, something that would be, it would ignite a feeling in people. And that in this time when we're trying to overcome darkness like we never even dreamed could be possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish there would be a songwriter who could hear this, and that could still happen before this election to bring people together.
Well, what FDR did with his 1932 presidential campaign, with his theme song was "Happy Days Are Here Again," is he had picked up a song that 3 years earlier, 1929, Milton Ager and Jack Yellen wrote that song, and it was played by multiple artists, and it was a big hit in 1929, 1930. So basically, he just picked up a very, very popular song 2 years later for his campaign theme. To some extent, Kamala Harris has done that with Beyonce's Freedom, has she not?
I suppose so, but I still think there's something that could reach more people than that, that would cross the lines of country, pop, and the American songbook. Yeah. You know, Pete Seeger used to talk about the power of song and like there was a great person who called yesterday and said that a lot of people truly don't know about Project 25. And just a few minutes ago, you summed it up. As you do constantly, in a stellar way, you sum things up. But I surely wish that somehow there could be a song that could reach a broad range of the people, and then even Spanish-speaking, that there'd be the power of song.
No, I get it. You put the shout-outs there, Jan. Maybe somebody listening will do something. Thank you very much for the call. Good talking to you.
And thank you for everything. Bye-bye.
My pleasure. Thank you. David in Conway, Massachusetts. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hey, it's Friday again. I'm glad to call. Happy to hear your voice.
Thank you.
I'm calling in response to, you had a caller before the last two Davids on the age to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have to say, age has nothing to do with knowledge or the ability of critical thinking. It all has to do with how you're educated. I turned 18 when was able to vote against Reagan. Mm-hmm. And we literally had end of the world parties when he was elected.
Yeah.
We knew what was going on and could tell. And we were 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
So this age to vote thing is that's just a argument.
I'm with you. I was living on my own in an apartment in East Lansing, Michigan, and running my own business when I was 16. I think 16-year-olds are wise enough to vote. I get it that there are, impulse control is the big thing that happens as we age. You know, the frontal part of the brain, the part that says, wait a minute, think twice. That's the principal area of development that happens between 16 and 25. I don't think that has to do with judgment beyond, do I want that shiny object kind of thing? You know, am I going to, make a bad decision with regard to drugs or sex or something like that?
Well, and then when you kill all the public funding for schools, which was a direct racist thing to do, it just kills the education system.
There's that too. David, thank you.
Yeah.
27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls. It's Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, J.D. Vance and Donald Trump would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box, the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's NOKBox.com. NOKBOX. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
1 out of 2 Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Lebanon fired more than 100 rockets into Israel, and the Israeli military carried out an airstrike in Beirut, killing, they say, a senior Hezbollah commander.
The Israelis are sending a message to Hezbollah to stop these cross-border attacks and to back down.
CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem. By a party-line 3-2 vote, Republicans on the Georgia State Election Board passed a rule requiring hand-counting of votes. Critics from both parties there say that's going to lead to delays. Board member Janelle King disagrees.
What I don't want to do is set a precedent that we are okay with speed over accuracy.
Vice President Harris campaigned Friday in Wisconsin talking about reproductive rights.
These kinds of laws under Trump abortion bans, it means doctors may have to wait until the patient is at death's door before they take any action.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new report from the Wall Street Journal looked at the best college for student experience in the state, and their winner might surprise you. The paper says UW-Whitewater created the best environment for students in categories like quality of food and housing, diversity and opportunity, social life, and extracurricular activities. UW-Whitewater has the fourth largest student body in the UW system, with 11,700 enrolled this fall. The cases of whooping cough are 10 times higher than they were this time last year, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. More than 600 cases have been reported to officials so far this year, while all of last year, there were only about 50. Two-thirds of Wisconsin counties have at least one person who contracted the respiratory infection. Minors should be up to date on their vaccines, and adults should get an updated Tdap shot every 10 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba.
Sabrina Carpenter is on a bit of a roll following her win for Song of the Year at this year's Video Music Awards. So what's next? How about a Christmas special? A nonsense Christmas special. Yes, that's the title. We'll feature musical guests and comedy with a dash of celebrity cameos. Carpenter says the special will really jingle your bells, and it will drop December 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern on Netflix. A few nights ago, country star Zach Bryan got a little sauced and took a shot at Taylor Swift on X-Twitter. The Swifties performed a Twitter takedown on Bryan until he went into ex-Twitter witness protection and deactivated his account. Bryan took to Instagram, where the Swifties are still allowing him to function. He offered an apology, saying he is going through a hard time, appreciates all Taylor has done for music, and never wants to show malice toward another human being. He closed the post with "Don't drink and tweet," and then was ordered back to the corner by the Swift Army, where he continued sucking his thumb. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, a shower or storm possible tomorrow afternoon and evening, high in the low 80s. Partly sunny, much cooler, only upper 60s Sunday. A few showers are possible right in through Monday. It's 55 right now.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global will be here to talk about gas and energy prices. Send in your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Then diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And the code is TOM to get that free month supply of Superbearing and 15% off going forward. That's superbearing.com, code TOM.
A chance to make a difference, to shine a little light. With every step we take and every word we say, today's the day to do something great in our own special way.
It's 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. And picking up your calls, Bill in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I have a twofold thing. One was this. I'm sure you read the paper about what Germany is doing about their immigration. I won't call it a problem. I guess it's just an issue with them about starting to deport immigrants. And then the Washington Post had an article yesterday about Sweden that they're going to pay non-Swedes, whatever that means, $34,000 to leave for the country.
Right.
But the more interesting thing is something that my ex-wife sent me today, but she's Jewish. So believe me, I'm probably closer to that than I am being a Christian after all these years. But and you can look it up. It's on Jewish Telegraph Agency, which has a website, that a Reform rabbi in Shreveport, Louisiana, and Reform Jews are the most liberal of all. Right. Trust me. I've never met a Reform or Republican in my life. But he's talking about the Haitians, basically, that have come into Shreveport, as he calls it, don't really have Western values. And that basically, beside the cost of the city, is that his contention is, and I know this to be a fact because all my removed-in-laws came from Russia or Eastern Europe before World War II, but what they had to do to go through and become citizens. But the most important thing was, and I know this to be true, they almost all assimilated, in fact, even disregarded their Jewish background. So 20,000 people into a town that of 40, 45, 50,000 people. And even though they're legal, if they have no cultural background or any knowledge of the area they're going into, isn't that problematic?
Well, you know, there's a couple of different layers to what you're talking about, Bill. And I think that we need to have a, you know, an honest conversation about this. There's a good body of sociological and cultural anthropological data that suggests that most societies can absorb people who are not members of their society, who don't share their cultural values, at the level of between 1% and 2% without cultural disruption. When it starts getting above 2 or 3%, you start seeing serious cultural disruption. Germany took in 1 million Syrian refugees back about a decade ago. And they're still struggling with the 1 million-plus Turkish people that they took in immediately after World War II. They refer to them as Gastarbeiters, which is German for guest workers, who for three generations were not given German citizenship. It's only recently that they've been giving them German citizenship. And I, you know, when I lived in Germany in the 80s, this was a huge issue. And in fact, you had a kind of pseudo-terrorist group called the Grey Hand that was the the kind of Turkish resistance fighters in Germany just wanting citizenship. So, you know, I get it. And the same thing with Sweden. Sweden took an extraordinarily large number of Syrian immigrants, too, when Russia was bombing the crap out of Syria and causing an immigrant crisis for Europe. So I get it that the politicians in those countries are having to deal with that. I also, though, would push back on your argument that when people come to the United States, they instantly assimilate. I grew up in Lansing, Michigan. There were large Polish communities. My grandfather, my grandparents moved to Newego. That's where my dad grew up, which was almost entirely Norwegian or largely Norwegian. There are large Swedish communities in northern Michigan and across Minnesota and Wisconsin. I mentioned the Polish community. There's I'm talking about people who came over here well over 100 years ago. There's still large parts of New York that are largely Jewish or are largely Italian. Going back to the immigration in the late 1900s, 18th century, 1800s. So people will assimilate over time. And you see that same thing with Hispanic communities and frankly, black and white communities. I mean, you know, people will assimilate over time, but it typically takes a couple generations. And frankly, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. People want to live with people that they feel safe and comfortable with.
Well, you know, I can understand that.
And with regard to Springfield, by the way, just let me just put a bow on this and then back to you, Bill, with regard to Springfield. Okay. Those Haitians in Springfield were invited there by the city. They didn't just one day say, hey, let's all go to Springfield, Ohio. Springfield, Ohio had a declining population since the beginning of the deindustrialization in the Midwest, you know, with Reagan's free trade policies starting in the 80s. And that had just wiped out that town. That town's population had shrunk by, I believe, more than a third. I'd have to go back and look. There was a good article about this in the New York Times last week. They got some commitments from some factories to grow and to build and particularly with a lot of money from the Biden administration. Most of the money that came out of the Inflation Reduction Act is going into red states. Ohio's a red state. So a lot of this Inflation Act, money and CHIPS Act money is going into Springfield, Ohio, and they're building factories and they didn't have any workers. So they put out the call and these Haitians answered and said, we'll come. And they were like, wonderful. And it wasn't until Donald Trump started running around going, hey, has anybody noticed there's black people in Springfield, Ohio, that it became an issue.
Well, there are always black people in Springfield, Ohio. I used to live up by Akron.
And you know what I'm saying.
State, but I've been to Springfield. But you know what I'm trying to say is this, though. If the businesses, these people in, didn't get jobs ready for them,
Bill, your phone is breaking up.
Hold on a second. There. Okay, now?
Yeah, it sounds a little better, sure. Okay, so ask that last question, because we got to wrap this up.
Okay, the question I was going to ask was this. Why shouldn't the companies that brought those folks in be obligated in some way or other to do like, I don't want to say like a Berlitz, Babel course on assimilation, but something to make these people adjust to the community, because that in turn they're working with people from the community anyhow.
Yeah.
That's a complaint that to me is a question. I think the rabbi brought up.
Well, that's an interesting question. And whose obligation is that? You know, are the employers? You know, if the labor is coming in because this is immigrant labor, a whole lot cheaper than it would be if it was American labor, American citizen labor, then I think you could build a strong case that part of the cost of bringing those folks into the community would be that you help them assimilate into the community. On the other hand, I think you could build a case that, they're expanding the tax base, these people are paying taxes, and therefore it's an obligation of the city. I realize that there are a bunch of nonprofits that are involved in this, some specific to Haitians and some specific, and some just, more generally involved. And frankly, I think there should be some federal funds for this. And we're seeing the same thing, by the way, with Hispanic people migrating, in particular now that the southern governors are sending them all to the, big blue cities. This is a complex issue, and this is one of the reasons that we need to have an honest, you know, high integrity, blunt conversation about immigration in the United States that would hopefully lead to some sort of comprehensive immigration reform. Because what we have right now is a mess, and you know, it's a mess. Thank you, Bill. Yeah, you're breaking up again, but thank you for the call, and thank you for a reasonable conversation about what's often an unreasonable topic. It's 44 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
You think that these Mark Robinson revelations are going to have any impact on the election? I'm suspecting not. Republicans will go along with anything. As a fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set. Made from premium viscose from bamboo, these sheets are unbelievably soft and get even softer with every wash. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. Louise ordered these and she says they're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance Sleep Short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the code Tom for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. And don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called a king's throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
In the heart of our hometown, where the streets are bustling around, we got a neat the morning sun. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Tag your interest, join the fight for a future for what's right.
Welcome back. Tag, you're at 49 minutes past the hour. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I think that Powell signaled to Donald Trump that he was not going to be his puppet anymore. And when he did 50 basis points, I think he was cutting the strings that he is no longer Trump's puppet.
You know, that occurred
and
to me.
That is actually,
I think you're right.
And that actually is good for Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Because whenever the Fed is lowering the Fed rate, that makes people feel good towards the end of around election time. And that means that the credit card interests are going down. Loans become more available.
Yep. Car loans, house loans.
Cars,
yep.
Homes, and everything. So everything starts feeling better. And the fact that the people are feeling good, they don't want to change that jockey
right.
In the middle of the race.
You're right.
And so they will more than likely put Harris in the White House. And
I think you're right.
And Trump's probably just circling the
oh,
drain.
Oh, he's furious. He was yelling and squealing about, you know, when the Fed announced this half point rate cut, he was squealing that it was election interference.
So you're I don't like saying it. I'm sure you don't either, but your prediction of Harris getting into the White House is looking better right now.
I
and,
agree.
And everybody should remember that song that they played that Saturday when we found out that Joe Biden was going to be president. Party in the USA.
There you go. Okay. Larry, thank you very much. It's always so nice to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Lawrence in Berkeley, California. Hey, Lawrence, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Great show.
Thank you.
I wanted to speak to the demonstrators at the Kamala Harris rally, the early one, where they were chanting, "We won't vote for genocide," meaning the war in Gaza.
Right.
And Kamala said to them, "Well, tell me, are you going to vote for Trump?" Which was a perfect answer.
Right.
And I want to speak to them and to the thousands of people who agree with them. They're making a very big mistake if they vote for third party or don't vote, because that is voting for Trump.
Right.
And the reason that you know this is because of the debate where Trump said to Harris, "You didn't go to Congress when Netanyahu was speaking, and therefore you hate Israel, and I'm going to save them." Well, I'm so happy that Harris didn't go to Netanyahu's speech. She did
yes.
boycott him.
Good Which for was her. A huge statement, by the way.
Yes, and because Netanyahu is as much responsible for the beginning of the war as Yahya Sinwar in Gaza is. Because
Netanyahu spent a decade funding Hamas.
Exactly, and when it looked like it was going to happen, and when he had the intelligence that something was going to happen down there, he didn't send any troops. And he didn't send any troops for 6 hours after it started and after people were being killed.
Yep.
So, you know, Trump is saying, "I will be for Netanyahu. I will be for the Israelis no matter what." So the people who are therefore going to vote Green or another third party. And I was Green, by the way, for many, many years until Trump got me out of it because I knew he couldn't be, you know, we had to vote against him directly. But they must vote for Kamala Harris.
I agree.
Regardless.
And I would add to that, Jill Stein is a grifter who has destroyed the Green Party. I voted for the Green Party in 2000. I voted for Ralph Nader. I lived in Vermont, so I knew it wasn't going to hurt Al Gore. Had I lived in Florida, I would have voted for Al Gore. But the Green Party was doing a lot of good. I mean, that was kind of the peak of their power. They had just gotten over 300 towns and counties across the United States to put instant runoff voting into place, you know, to open the thing up. Jill Stein just comes back every 4 years and does her grift and raises as much money as she can and skims as much off as she can to put in her own pocket. And she is a grifter, and she's ruined the Green Party. And, you know, the Green Party really needs to get their act together post-Jill Stein. I'm with you. Lawrence, I got to move along. Thank you for the call. I'm sorry. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, happy weekend, Tom. I got the new COVID booster yesterday and urge everyone to consider doing the same. I know a lot of people.
Which one did you get, Jeff?
The Moderna.
Okay, so you got an mRNA. There's, you know, there's one that's not mRNA. That is the, Novavax. Thank you, Sean.
Yeah. Did you get that one?
I got that the last time just because I thought it was, at that time, and this was like 5 months ago, at that time it was the most recent, it had the most recent strains. Now, this time around, I'm not really sure.
I think it has the, I don't think it has the latest strains this time. I think it's the opposite this time.
It may well be.
But, Tom, I wanted to go back to your comments about Sean O'Brien and the Teamsters. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm really glad you highlighted Hoffa's condemnation of O'Brien. If a guy gives a speech that nobody listens to and nobody in attendance gives a damn about what you're talking about, did you really give a speech? That's what I would ask about O'Brien speaking at the Republican clown show convention. I thought that was a joke. But in my opinion, Tom, Harrison, Walz, along with Biden, are the most pro-union candidates we've had in a long time, and I think they need to go hard at Trump and the Republicans' historical disdain for unions and their failure to support the PRO Act. And you mentioned Elon Musk and SpaceX's efforts to declare the National Labor Relations Board unconstitutional. You know, classic corporate siding with corporate power over worker power. Yep. And it's worth mentioning, you know, that Musk is joined by Amazon, Starbucks, and Trader Joe's in that effort. So I hope Kamala and Governor Walz call these companies out. We got to keep the pedal to the metal these last 40 days. Yeah. What do you think, Tom?
I didn't know Trader Joe's was in on this. That's disappointing, but I knew about the others. Yeah. Jeff, thank you. Yeah. I agree with you. I completely agree with you. Thank you so much for the call. And special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Rod Hartenbaum, Chase Sposs, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verde, Martha Salinas, and Mark Thoman, all the great folks who work on this program, help bring it to you. And thank you to you for watching and participating with our program all this week. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe, be good to yourself and the people around you, and I'll catch up with you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected. You know, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should, too. I had a mail order business many years ago, and I would have loved to have used ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL, Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Next time, Todd's going to be back from Tuesdays in Monroe, and he's going to walk us through Vice President Harris's stop in Madison, as well as any other weekend news. Tune in.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.